If you're tired of seeing one-dimensional, vapid roles for women on the screen, critic at large Laurie Stone says stay home and tune into some new TV programs that feature women who can think on their feet.
In movies today, if a female character works and savors independence, she'll likely be taken down a peg or transformed into a self-denier. See Die Hard, where corporate exec Bonnie Bedelia apologizes for her work life by going back to her husband's last name. And in Punchline, Sally Field, who has wanted to be a stand-up comedian more than anything else in life, surrenders her shot on Carson to her male competitor. Films are largely geared toward men. Men go to more movies than women. But the audience for TV has a higher percentage of women, and on the tube, on shows like L.A. Law and Hooperman, independent, coherent females can still be spotted. This season, strong-minded women propel a trio of sitcoms, ABC's Roseanne, NBC's Baby Boom, and CBS's Murphy Brown. Based on the pilots, the shows aren't equally amusing, but in all, the central female mind is sharper than its surroundings. The much-touted Roseanne seems the slightest, although it offers the rare portrayal of a blue-collar family whose house isn't neat. To Roseanne's husband, pouring cereal is helping with the housework. He's a fourth child, and unfortunately, we're supposed to like Roseanne, who has a full-time job, because she tolerates his fecklessness. Sentimentality is the price she pays for her smart mouth. In a typical crack, she says, she doesn't worry about birth control. Before going to bed, she just spends an hour with her kids. The show is mechanical, but on the plus side, Roseanne doesn't sanctify domesticity, and Barr is appealingly unapologetic about her hefty poundage. In Baby Boom, the movie, Diane Keaton was pilloried for her ambitiousness, but Baby Boom, the TV show, likes its Tiger Lady, played by Kate Jackson. From billowy comforters to Milan clothes, the show arouses hunger for material cushiness. But crackling voice Jackson doesn't come across as spoiled or self-pitying, but rather as a woman torn by competing responsibilities. Instead of making the single working woman a case, Baby Boom lampoons housebound compulsives. At a mom support group, one woman, whose eyes are blinking nervously, psychobabbles, "I've resolved my problems about not working and staying home." Jackson's job isn't a safe haven, though. Now that she has a baby, her mistrustful boss sicks her with a young male assistant. It's a pleasure to work with a single mom not obsessed with her biological clock, smarms the barracuda in Armani clothing. The dynamic is promising. Even more so is Murphy Brown, starring Candace Bergen as a leathery media jock in love with the 60s. The show is chocked with witty, timely details. Bergen, the star of a show like 60 Minutes, has just returned from the Betty Ford Clinic, where she's kicked all addictive substances. Nervous as a cat in her office, she keeps sniffing a pack of cigarettes, and when she barks out a question about the whereabouts of her secretary, she learns the employee has left to sell Herbalife. Murphy Brown is as yupscale as Baby Boom. Refreshingly, though, neurosis is allowed to linger in trouble rather than being instantly drained of threat. On first taste, Roseanne, Baby Boom, and Murphy Brown go down like seltzer, cutting against the sexism of the Reagan years and the treacly domestic pieties of 30-something and its spawn.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic and a contributor to The Village Voice.